Welcome back. Arc of the South Shore is celebrating its 73rd anniversary this year, and they have a big summer soiree coming up later this month down in Weymouth. So CEO Abby Perilla is here, and also Chief Engagement and Strategy Officer Brenda Linden is here to tell us a little bit more about the organization and how you may be able to help them and at least have some fun at the soiree. So ladies, welcome. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. We were talking before the program, you know, Arc of the South Shore has only been around for 73 years, but we've not had you here on QATV yet, but we're going to change that starting today.
Absolutely.
Right, Abby?
Absolutely. The time is now.
Yes, absolutely. For folks who don't know, even though you have been around for quite a long mm-hmm. time, can you give us kind of a little overview of what Arc of the South Shore is?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. So the Arc of the South Shore has been around since the 1950s, but it's also important to note that arcs are national in nature. So we're across the United States. There's 17 of us in the state of Massachusetts, and I have the honor and privilege of representing the Arc of the South Shore.
Okay.
It's also important to note, Joe, that we started as a social justice movement in the 1950s, where parents had two choices for their children, institutional placement or keeping them at home, neither of which was a viable option. And that was the inception of the ARCs. And I get the privilege to represent those parents every day and stand on their shoulders as we grow programs and advance our advocacy and community integration.
Yeah. Is ARC and was it an acronym for something, and it's kind of just become kind of an all-inclusive title now?
That is true.
Yeah.
So we at the ARC support individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, including autism. Now, the inception in the 1950s, it was an acronym. It is no longer an acronym.
Okay.
It is now a title or a phrase, so you'll notice that we're not capitalized anymore.
I do notice that.
Yes,
yeah.
And sometimes people make mistakes, and that's okay. That's what I'm here to do, educate.
Right.
So it is capital A, lowercase r, lowercase c.
Okay.
It is a title or a phrase and no longer an acronym.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that. Mm-hmm. It goes to show how social norms have changed since 1951.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah.
And we denounce that R word that was previously capitalized. It is now intellectual and developmental disabilities from a place of empowerment.
Right. Can we talk a little bit about the actual services that the ARC
Absolutely.
Provides and how one accesses those?
For sure. So what's unique and special about the ARC of the South Shore is that we serve the lifespan. So no two ARCs are quite the same.
Right.
We have the honor of representing the lifespan. So we start with our early intervention program. Those are our babies from birth to the age of 3 with any developmental concern. We put in services to help the families navigate. Sometimes it's something as simple as low birth weight,
mm-hmm.
or it could be a developmental concern. So our clinicians go out into the home and work with the families to navigate that diagnosis. We also have a rehabilitation program for our more medically complex individuals who need medical care, social recreation, and all of that is provided in our rehabilitation program. We also have a community-based day services program for our more high-functioning adults, and they go out into the community and they learn life skills. We have employment services where they have a right to gainful employment. So I'm always saying there's so many ways to support the ARC. Those are our flagship programs. We also have an adult foster care program where a caregiver is paid a stipend to provide care in the home. We have a personal care attendant program known as the PCA-PCM program, a self-funded autism resource center to meet unmet needs in the community. 10 group homes where we provide 24/7, what I like to say, TLC, tender loving care, as well as, you know, medical care and everything you can imagine
right.
that goes into providing those types of services.
Yeah. So how do you and your clients connect? You know, how does that connection happen in the community?
Sure, I always say there's no wrong door at the Arc of the South Shore. Always go to our website, which is www.arcsouthshore.org. Connect with us and we'll help you navigate.
Okay.
Right? That's the best place to start.
Okay, all right. And who can do that, Abby? Who can access services?
Well, anyone who falls into any of, one piece is needing services. I always say, if you need services, come talk to us. You could be a caregiver that needs help navigating. You could be someone that's getting information for someone else. You might just need information and referral.
Mm-hmm.
You might need an immediate placement. Start with us and we'll help you navigate the regulatory bodies.
Okay.
Because we are funded by a number of different regulatory bodies. There's a Department of Public Health for our early intervention program, the Department of Developmental Services, DDS, for our, you know, group homes and dehabilitation program. And there's also MassHealth. So take the guesswork out of it. Come to us. We'll help you navigate.
Okay. And do you typically get folks from referrals from physicians or primary caregivers or
social workers? I mean, it's a whole continuum of care in terms of how we get referrals. So you have the hospitals, you have the schools, word of mouth, family members, friends.
Okay. Sure. And how does one pay for services through the ARC?
All of our programs are funded through regulatory bodies. Okay. So either the DPH, DDS, MassHealth.
Okay. And there, so it sounds like there really is no restriction.
No, there isn't. Yeah. I mean, you have to qualify for services.
Obviously.
So that's why I say, as long as you qualify, we'll help you navigate what makes sense, given your circumstance or your need. And our self-funded Autism Resource Center, the
ARC. Where is that, by the way? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's right at Hingham at 20 Pond Park Road. Okay. We're actually looking at a new facility as we speak, which is exciting, so that we can be more involved in the community, to have more parents have access.
Yes.
And that is at no cost at all. You don't need to qualify for any insurance. Wow. We provide that service through the ARC of the South Shore.
I guess we shouldn't not talk about the people behind the ARC of the South Shore.
Your
service providers, right? Must be incredibly important to the heart of your mission.
Tremendously. Yeah. I say this and I coined this phrase and it's the reality. It's about the superstar employees that really help us support our, you know, our wonderful workforce that we have and the individuals we serve. It's about the staff I support every day and the individuals I serve. And they're not mutually exclusive because you need to have a dynamic workforce that can support what I say every day, my beautifully and uniquely abled population.
It's a special person that can do that, right?
Correct.
Both to receive the services, but also to give them.
That's right.
Yeah. Because it affects an entire family. It's not just your clients, right?
Absolutely.
It's an entire family.
And I say it's holistic in nature as well, Joe. This work is mind, body, and soul.
Yeah. How did you yourself get involved with the ARC of the South Shore, Abby?
So in 2008, I was working in the for-profit world. I had a calling to work in the elder care space. So I spent 11 years in elder care.
Wow.
And companies known as the ASAPs, Aging Services Access Points.
Yeah.
And I loved my work there. Mm. That's what brought me into the nonprofit space. I would say I have a heart for social service and a mind for business. So it's really good to be in a CEO with that mentality, CEO role. And then I dovetailed that into the passion I feel for the intellectual and developmental disabilities space, including autism. And that was like the marriage of my soul's work and my soul's mission.
You found it.
Yeah, I found it.
Yeah.
I really did.
The Holy Grail, as it were, right?
For me, it is. Absolutely. You get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you. That's great. I know that you want to kind of increase your presence here in Quincy, right? The ARC of the South Shore is
absolutely
based in Hingham, is that right?
We're based, our administrative offices are based in Hingham, but we provide services throughout the South Shore. Mm-hmm. Our dehabilitation program is in Weymouth. Our community-based day services is in Weymouth, our early intervention is in Weymouth, but our catchment is throughout the South Shore, including Quincy.
Sure.
So all of our services are available to Quincy residents. I'm working on some smart technology and increasing our group home space to include the Turning 22 exclusively autism population group homes for them. I'd love to have one in Quincy.
Oh, all right. Okay. So how many?
I'm putting it out in the universe.
Put it out there. You never know. Do you have any sense for how many folks you help on a yearly basis?
Almost 5,000.
5,000.
And growing.
Okay. So since 1951 then, what?
We're over 100,000 served.
Yeah. Do you get success stories back?
All the time. It's what keeps me on mission.
Yeah.
It's what drives me when you hear like about, you know, the success stories, but the grateful parents and the grateful individuals that are so happy to be part of the ARC and receive those necessary services.
Sure.
That's why my job is to keep it innovative.
Yeah, and I'm sure they give back too, right?
They do.
Yeah, over the years, if they've come through the services and want to help ARC continue that mission.
Absolutely, and for us, I say give of your time, your talent, and your treasure, because there's so many ways to become a friend of the ARC of the South Shore.
And one way is through your summer soiree.
Yes.
Let's see. This is the annual summer soiree, June 20th at Webb State Park in North Weymouth. Brenda, talk a little bit about what this event is.
Yeah. So it's located at our day programs over in North Weymouth. We put up a huge white tent on the shores of Webb State Park, bringing a host of different restaurants from the South Shore community. And We have an individual that lives in one of our group homes. He's a guest speaker for the evening. We have live entertainment, great live and silent auction items, and it's just a great night for the community to come together and support all of our efforts.
Yeah, it's called the Signature Event, so this is
our yearly fundraiser. Is the 11th year holding
11th
this.
Year. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know how it all got started?
I started it, actually. Yes. Yeah, okay. We were doing a dinner dance type thing at Lombardo's, mm-hmm. and just saw the beautiful location of our day programs and thought, why not bring the people here?
Yeah, overlooking the bay, right?
Yeah, so it's beautiful.
Summer
yeah.
evening. It's from 6 to 9 that evening. Again, it's June the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So can you kind of run down the evening for us, the schedule of events?
Yeah, absolutely. So people arrive at 6 o'clock. Our restaurants are set up and they're serving tasting portions. Drinks are available. And for the first hour or so, it's really just being able to mingle with business associates and things. And then we start the program with our guest speaker. We also have performers from the Berklee Music Academy, a jazz ensemble that's all inclusive.
Nice.
So they'll be playing during the beginning.
Okay.
We show a video of what we do, our mission and programs, and then break into our fund in need and live auction.
Okay, who's your auctioneer?
Jim Fagan.
Oh, okay, sure.
And then he's also going to have a sidekick with Leah Martin.
Oh, no kidding.
We'll be helping him with the fund in need.
Oh,
so we're
good.
Looking forward to having the both of them.
So let's talk about some prizes and items and what have you been on?
Yeah. So we have some great live auctions. We have some fabulous Bruins tickets with a signed Cam Neely hockey stick.
Really?
And limo service.
Okay.
We have a private dinner with Chef Wahlberg, and then also a dinner package with JP Fuji Group.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And limo service, all kinds of Red Sox tickets, outdoor grill and packages put together. So there's pretty much something for everyone.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. Do you still need items to be auctioned?
We absolutely could take items. There's still opportunity to become a sponsor.
Sponsors, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if people are interested, I think you have our website up there.
Sure,
And they can contact me directly.
Okay, and how about for tickets?
Still available. Just go online and you can purchase tickets that way.
Okay. And how much are the tickets?
It's $175 a person.
Oh, okay. Very good. And can we talk a little bit about, do you have a goal for the event?
Yep. We're hoping to raise $250,000.
Okay. And is that earmarked to anything in particular at the South Shore?
It helps with our self-funded autism program.
Yes. Yeah.
Our other programs that we have to put money into because we don't get
for example that self-funded autism resource center to provide information and referral at no cost.
Yeah.
This helps to fund that as well.
I would think huge part of that budget. It's a registered 501c3 corporation, so
correct.
Donations are all tax deductible. We should mention that as well.
Exactly.
And Brenda, I'd love for you to tell your story about how you got involved with Arc of the South.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I've been with the Arc for almost 11 years now. I was in the nonprofit space with an organization based in Boston. And one of the board of directors at the time had mentioned that they were looking for a director of development. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, it was right down the street from my house where I lived. So I could walk to work for my first few years. So I started and just really love the organization, the people that I work with, the individuals that we serve. And it's since kind of grown the development department into a much bigger fundraising machine.
Sure. Abby, what would you say are some of the challenges going up forward for Arc of the South Shore that you see coming?
Well, I really look at them as opportunities because I overcome challenges, Joe. You're always faced with the funding streams.
Certainly.
Although we have federal and state funding, it falls short of the true operating costs of an organization of this size and scope. I say that wherever I get the opportunity. I give you a very relevant example.
Okay.
In our rehabilitation program, for example, we're reimbursed to pay under $10 an hour for our direct service professionals. The Arc of the South Shore, we pay $20 to start. So that just gives you a breadth of the type of work that I have to work on constantly, which is legislative advocacy, rate reform, and fundraising. I call it my three-legged stool, three-legged horse, where I always have to focus there to fill some of the funding gaps. I think that that is an area of concern moving forward, an area of opportunity. But events like June 20th really help us supplement those deficiencies. And then I have to stay relevant, as I mentioned to you, with innovation and advocacy at every level. And you can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. It takes wonderful employees like Brenda, who have helped me expand our brand awareness, philanthropic reach, as well as the other 249 employees that I support at the Arc of the South Shore. We do it together, a wonderful board of directors that's also very supportive. So you need support in this.
Absolutely. Are there other ARCs in Massachusetts?
Yes, there there are 17 of us in the state, cover kind of every little pocket.
I see, okay. Yeah. And do you work together collaboratively?
We do, We work under the umbrella of the Arc of Massachusetts. Yeah. We meet monthly on legislative efforts, advocacy, sharing best practices. Mm-hmm. So we do have that support network.
Absolutely. Brenda, for the soiree, do you need help? Volunteers?
We could use some volunteers during the day setting up.
Yes.
If people would like to help, then they can
contact me. The behind-the-scenes stuff, right?
Yep, the behind-the-scenes stuff, which there is a lot of.
And people don't remember or think about after the fact.
You have to clean up.
Break it all down and clean it up, right?
Exactly, yep. Yeah. I have a nice team of young adults in my neighborhood that walk down and volunteer every year to help with the cleanup.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Is the town of Weymouth helping you with this as well?
We work with the DCR in the town of Weymouth for our permits.
Okay. For folks who've never been to Webb State Park, it really is quite stunning.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get a great view of Wessagusset Bay right in front of you.
Yep. And it's so wonderful that the individuals have that every day when they go to their program to be able to go out and enjoy the park.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anything else we should add?
No, it's just it's a wonderful evening, and we would love to see people.
Is there a deadline for ticket purchases?
Nope, we'll keep them up as long as we still have them. We did sell out about a week before last year, so I would say
the time is now.
It's coming, it's coming, June 20th. Abby, anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, please join us. I say become a friend of the ARC. Start with coming to this event. I would say volunteer, come to see our programs, come to our events. This is a wonderful, whimsical evening under the tent for a very, very worthy cause. We empower people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, including autism, to live their fullest lives in the community through advocacy, community integration, and preserving their autonomy and self-determination. Yeah. So just come visit us.
I bet the guest speaker portion is quite emotional and highly moving when you hear somebody's story who's come through the program.
I believe so.
Thank you both. Really appreciate the opportunity to learn about
the
ARC.
Thank you. So happy and grateful for the opportunity.
You are very welcome.